Thank you, Liz. And now we have two stories from the evening news on related topics. James Pearce of Wyndham has set up a phone lifeline to help refugees. And Terry Waite, who was held hostage in Lebanon in 1987, was speaking in Norwich this week.
Keeping people at the Calais jungle camp connected to the outside world is the aim of a service set up by Norfolk man. James Pearce, 32, has started a service whereby refugees and displaced people can have their phones topped up with credit to stay in touch with others and keep them safe. Mr. Pearce from Sutton near Wyndham said that the scheme had already been a lifesaver, as a boy who had his phone topped up was able to call for help when he and 14 other stowaways were trapped in the back of a refrigerated lorry and running out of oxygen. Mr. Pearce, a support worker for social care group Norfolk First Support, said, "Since November, I've made 8 or 9 trips over to Calais to volunteer, and quite a few people asked me how they could get their phones topped up. We've now done over £5,500 worth of top-ups, and it's entirely funded by members of the public." He said, "They can use the phones to speak to their families and even for things like watching YouTube to alleviate the boredom of sitting at the camp for 24 hours a day. I spoke to one 14-year-old boy from Afghanistan who has family in Britain. He was using his mobile phone to learn English and do his GCSEs online. People can receive a £20 top-up and are allowed to ask once every 30 days. Mr. Pearce said unaccompanied children at the camp were the service's top priority, as authorities relied on them having a mobile phone to be able to locate them through GPS. He called on the British government to step in and make sure that people there were still being given basic human rights, such as access to clean water."
A humanitarian and former hostage has told a Norfolk teaching conference that schools are key to preventing the spread of fundamentalism in the county. Terry Waite, who was taken hostage in Lebanon in 1987, was speaking to more than 800 staff from the Inspiration Trust's 13 schools at a special event to mark the new school year. Teachers and support staff from schools across the county gathered at St Andrew's Hall for the event ahead of the start of the new school year. Mr Waite, a former envoy to the Archbishop of Canterbury, was captured by Hezbollah while negotiating the release of other prisoners. During the talk, he explained the circumstances of his capture and the horror of his near 5-year ordeal. He also talked about his work since his release, including working with schools and prisons where young people can be at risk of radicalisation, stating that there are many young people looking for something to believe in. He added, "This is an increasingly complicated and confusing world, and as teachers, you have a very important role in guiding young people and helping them to see the things that bring us together. We're all part of one human race, and that's a very important thing to remember."